Welcome to the League of Melanated Gentlemen podcast. I'm Spencer, and I'm one of your hosts on this podcast that we do. And it is with great joy that I allow to introduce themselves, the other members of the League of Melanated Gentlemen, who have come here today to give you another draft, but a different kind of draft this time.
Absolutely. This is Brandon.
And of course, I am Jordan.
Now, Jordan is going to tell you all about where you can talk to us, where you can interact with us, where you can let us know how you feel about things, because you got to know where you can let us know about things. So, Jordan's got you covered.
Yeah, so, I mean, like always, this might be your first time, so not even like always, you know, just letting you know, we are on Facebook, we are on X, we are on Instagram, we are on YouTube, and we are all at the League of Melanated Gentlemen podcast. Or you can type in LMG for short, or you can just Google us. You know, we're Googleable, if that's a real word. But yeah, that's where you can, you know, hit us up at, talk to us, talk to some of our friends as well, and have a great time. You know, we create a nice, fun, you know, space for, you know, people like us, like all the nerds out there to kind of come and have some camaraderie together. Look at using big words around here. So yeah, we just all, you know, get together in a good safe space, safe space. But yeah, that is all the social media where you can find us at. And then of course, don't forget to rate and review us on Spotify and Apple. That helps us, and subscribe to YouTube, and, you know, like the videos, and, you know, subscribe and all that good stuff. But of course, scheduling updates. On Mondays, you know, we have the main podcast, but on Wednesdays, we have Wrestling with Worldwide Willis. That is Brandon's wrestling podcast, where he reviews all of the weekly events that's going on in the world of wrestling entertainment. And he's joined by some friends there often. So be sure and stop by there if you are a fan of any wrestling. I like to get on Brandon by sending him these videos of like these backyard wrestlers, like doing some crazy stuff.
Like, yeah, this non-wrestling, is huh? Amateur wrestling, yes.
Yeah, that's wild. But it's all of us fake anyway, so it doesn't really matter. They probably do more real stuff than the real wrestling. But
I want to run into a real wrestler one day.
He's going to pretend to hit me, and I'm going to get a real amateur wrestler and show him what a hit is like. But yeah, that's that. And then, of course, next week, or every other Friday, I should say, but more particularly next week, we have DC Animation with Spencer and Friends. That is Spencer's DC review podcast, where he goes through the world of DC animated movies. Spencer, what movie is up?
It's a special episode. We will be reviewing Batman Mask of the Phantasm.
That is that's gonna be a good one. That's one of them I haven't seen yet, so I'm gonna definitely check that one out. And you know, there's a special guest on there. We don't want to say who, but there's a special guest on there. As always, you know, they're all special guests, but this is a little bit different. So yeah, that's everything. Be sure and check out all three amazing podcasts under one feed. We give it to the people. All right, Spencer.
All right, and so today we got to get back into some nerd shit, and we also have to respect the fact that there are athletes in this room. And so the two are being combined today. We are having the first LMG Olympic Games. And this will be in the form of a draft. So, since Brandon seems to always be ordered in the same place anytime we do a draft, we have already predetermined the draft order for each event. And
for throwing me that.
Yeah, like, as is never the case, Brandon's going first. So we have six events that we will be drafting for, and in each event, each member of the league will draft a character that they will have compete in these hypothetical LMG Olympic Games. We will tell you the event as it happens. You will first be told, okay, this is the draft order, and then we've got a wheel that we're going to spin to determine what event we will be drafting for. Now, there are a couple of rules, because characters get real OP real quick. So, firstly, if a character is selected for one event, they cannot be selected again for a different event. So that'll make sense whenever we get there. But, you know, you can't pick, like, if I wanted to pick Jerry from Tom and Jerry for one event, I can't pick Jerry for anything else. As far as what characters are eligible to be selected, it cannot be characters that can teleport. It cannot be characters that can time travel. It cannot be characters that can fly. It cannot be characters that are cosmic or magic. Beyond that, I think it'll be case by case. We're just going to kind of let it fly. We were thinking about having some more stipulations, but I think that's what it's going to be.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we definitely thought about more stipulations, but we want this to be a little more fun. We want the creativity to work in our mind. Who would you pick to win this particular event? So it should be interesting.
It definitely should. And so I think that should cover all of the preliminary. So the first draft order is going to be Brandon in the number one spot, Jordan in the number two spot, and me in the number three spot. So we are going to determine what event we will be drafting for first.
Yeah, so, you know, I got the handy dandy Wheel of Names here. We need to get like some music playing, like
you're
some
the
game
editor.
Show
you got
music
it.
Or something. I know, but you know, I ain't got that much time like that. But let's see what we have here. Are you wait before I do? Are you guys playing for any countries right now? Because you know we're in different countries right now. What country y'all rolling with?
Rolling with America, baby. Hell yeah, let's go.
Okay. Spencer?
I don't know.
You ain't trying to roll
I wasn't prepared.
Latveria, Wakanda, you know, somewhere. Okay.
Spencer definitely would do Wakanda and Wakanda only.
I'd love to represent Wakanda, but you know. Okay. We're just gonna see what happens. I don't know. I was not prepared to have a country that I was representing.
I'm representing Valhalla right now. You know, all my fallen soldiers out here, we're gonna represent.
But it's not a country. That's a place you go after you die.
This okay, and these are all, you know, characters that are not real. So what are you trying to say?
They didn't. Okay, we'll keep going.
All right. So
Porto Maltese. That's who all. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
The first event we have is the 400 meter race.
Let's go.
That's a good one. So this one, I assume the audience knows what the 400 is, but there may be people out here who don't know what the 400 is. This is a running event where you run, you know, 400 meters to see who be the first person to finish.
Yeah.
So plain and simple, this is a running one. So Brandon, who you got? What placement? Wait. I forgot the placement. Hang on.
Brandon is first. You were second. I am third.
Okay.
All right, guys. I got to be honest here. This is the category that was a little harder because, as we know, there's a lot of speedsters out there, but, you know, there's also not that many. And then also that also don't infringe on the rules we set up. So, my number one pick, you got to be the Flash. Going Barry Allen.
Bro.
I would
literally
like to
just
throw a flag on the play.
Okay, I'll let you.
What flag?
Bro, we're throwing a flag. We definitely throwing a flag.
One of the rules was no time travelers.
He's not a time traveler.
He's absolutely a time traveler.
He absolutely is a time traveler.
So you telling me every time
him
he
being
runs
a time travel, him being a time traveler is how we got the New 52. Like they built
Come
an
on
entire,
now, Brandon, this...
like they built an entire years of storyline around the fact that he's a time traveler.
Guys, that is DC 101. Come on,
God,
now.
Any speedster would fall into that category.
No,
not all speedsters are time travelers.
Not all speedsters.
Technically,
yeah.
No. So my thing is, he time traveled once, but when he runs, you tell
he
me
he time travels all the time. Like
I'm
there
saying,
are so many instances of the Flash time traveling. Like it's a whole thing.
Bro, y'all are acting like this dude is a time traveler and a speedster. Second,
he
is
literally time traveled. I don't know how else to put it. He literally time traveled.
He's a
bro. This is trash. It'd be different. I thought the time traveler situation was like
Booster Gold,
Savage, or like some people
no,
who literally
Vandal said Savage, time travel.
I wouldn't even consider Vandal Savage a time traveler. He's just lived forever.
But like people who like literally that is the thing they do. That's all they do ever.
That's if you time travel once, twice, you're a time traveler.
If you are able to time travel, like if that's a power you possess, and it's something that you can do literally anytime you want with your own powers, you're a time traveler. Like the Flash can time travel literally anytime he wants to, with no help from any. Like he can just do it.
The fact that we are having this argument is crazy to me. I thought we just knew we couldn't pick the Flash. I thought we knew that
because he's a time traveler,
right?
I don't consider him a. He can speed up to time travel, but so can. So we're basically saying Superman is a time traveler.
Superman can fly. He's ineligible anyway.
Come on, Brandon.
I'm saying for this category, if he couldn't fly, would Superman fall under?
No, he wouldn't. Well, he turned back time, right?
He did.
Didn't he fly so back? He turned back time,
which was stupid. But yes, he did that.
Look at Brandon, look at Dumb.
No, I'm saying, like, my point is, you can literally say all speedsters are time travelers.
No, that is not true.
There are speedsters who are not time travelers.
I have at least three picks right now who don't time travel.
All right, whatever. This is bullshit. Well, whatever.
Okay, I will go with the first pick. The first pick is a fuck up.
And that's like, I knew that's what you were going to do, but I also was like, no, Brandon knows the rules.
I know the rules, but I did not put him in that category because when I watch an episode of Flash, on only one episode, usually, he is time traveling. The rest, he's an actual speedster. He's running around a street.
There's usually a whole arc about him time traveling. But again, like time traveling is a very large part of his character. Like
Bro had a movie, Brandon. You know the comic book. You know the animated. Spencer reviewed the animated movie. We've all seen
that
animated movie.
Due to a different speedster, for sure. All right.
He did it. He ran back in time and saved his mom, and it created the Flashpoint paradox. And then he ran back again to stop himself. Like time travel
is
a big part of
his whole
thing.
That's twice in one movie / episode / comic. That's twice.
It's fine. I will go with Sonic the Hedgehog. Is he a time traveler? I'm sorry, I didn't know. Is he a time traveler? No. I mean, I know he can run really fast, but is he a time traveler?
Literally one pick of the person who couldn't do it. But okay. Tell us why you picked Sonic, because obviously you couldn't pick the Flash.
Yeah, I mean, apparently I didn't know everybody fell under time travel. Hopefully, I mean, I'm sure there's something out there where he ran fast enough to travel time. I'll probably get proven wrong on that too. But Sonic is the fastest speedster that's never time traveled, apparently. So I will go with Sonic the Hedgehog.
Hey, Brandon can be real salty about this. It's crazy. Me and Spencer literally thought the same. I was like, okay, if Brandon goes first, I know he's going to be dumb enough to pick the Flash. He was going to have his whole argument. And look, there you go.
No, the point is Quicksilver. Are we going to say he's a time traveler?
He's never time traveled.
But he can run just as fast.
No, significantly slower than the Flash.
The Flash is the Flash. There's no one as fast as the Flash.
Right, I'm about to Google that.
Significantly slower than the Flash.
You will find Google and you'll see big ass bold letters like the Flash is the fastest. Somebody didn't do their research. We literally have homework, Brennan. You literally didn't do it.
I did my research. I don't know what you're talking about. The point is, well, and I had a second pick ready. That's how you know I did my research. Sonic the Hedgehog for 400. He gonna kill it. I mean, there's no other speedster who can hang with him that doesn't time travel. So, hey, we good. Sonic the Hedgehog. Thankfully, I got the number one pick. Usually, I would have been the last in the scrubs. So,
okay. You think they're scrubs, but okay. So, I'm up on the board. I have two easy choices I can go to. Easy choices, but I'm going to get my anime bag here for a minute. I'm going to go with a character that, you know, some people may know, and this show is a very, very great show. One of the few shows that actually made me cry, and I kind of hold this character in a special place. And this is Koro Sensei from Assassination Classroom. He is the giant, not giant, but he's a pretty good size. He's like a, almost like a yellow, like balloon looking pop character. Like he looks like he can literally be, he can be killed with just, if I remember right, with just like a knife stab. That's how you kill him. But he's so fast. He his speed is listed at Mach 20. Mach 20. Come on now. Do y'all know how fast Mach 1 is? I bet y'all don't. Because
it's fast. Sound, top of, I think.
Yeah, there you go. Because off the top of my head, I can't remember, you know, either. But yeah, Koro Sensei. And also on top of that, he Mach 20 is basically a little 1500 miles per hour. So yeah, man, Koro Sensei is basically like, he's a really good character. He's a teacher, he's a role model kind of for these students. And his whole thing was he was going to basically shoot the moon, like he was going to explode the moon. But he told the world if they can kill him in a certain amount of time, they won't do it. And he ended up teaching this classroom for the kids, kind of be assassins. And so he wants them to kill him, but he also is not making it easy for them. The show is amazing. The ending had me in tears. And I don't say that too often about, you know, shows like that, especially anime. Anime don't really get me like that. But this show, the last ending, hey, it got me. So Koro Sensei from Assassination Classroom.
Okay.
Terrible pick. I was playing, I don't know.
You have no idea, Brandon.
I have no idea.
Although Mach 20 is super quantifiable. So, like, that's like it'll be real easy. Like, yeah, if we wanted to do like research, it'd be real easy to determine if that's fast or slow in these standards.
I guess Quicksilver is Mach 10.
Then that's very fast.
Yeah.
Okay. For my pick, I am going also to the anime bag.
Okay.
I'm going to pick the third Raikage, whose name I think is A. I think he's Killer B's dad, and the fourth Raikage's dad, I think. Because in the show, there's a guy named Minato who can teleport. So is obviously the fastest dude in the universe. So,
yeah, that's where I thought she was going to go. We was going to get to that. But
when Minato, when Minato died, they said the third Raikage is now the fastest person on Earth. So my guy was second only to a man who could teleport.
Yeah.
So my man moving. My man has a lightning cloak. You know how fast lightning is?
Yeah, that is also quantifiable.
Yeah, we could look into that. But again, just the fastest person in the Naruto universe. And the way that they do speed, again, he's the fastest guy. Second only to the guy who teleports. So
if you can guess how fast lightning is, how much would you even say?
I don't know. I should have done the research, but I don't know how fast lightning
is. I'm right here to help you. And also, let me give Spencer kudo points because he named a black character too. I just want to throw that out there.
Bang, bang.
Lightning is 270,000 miles per hour.
Damn.
That's fast.
And how fast is Mach 10 or 20?
Mach 10 is 8,000 miles per hour.
And we're talking 170?
Yeah.
Because if Mach 10 is 8,000, that would lead me to believe that Mach 20 is 16 and change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got six digits.
Yeah. Now Brandon's pick of Sonic looking real slow here.
Hold on.
And ain't no performance enhancers either.
Yeah.
Can't have that. You ain't got the
gems.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ain't got no gems, like the emeralds. You ain't got none of them. We talking about. Sonic.
I'm sure there are versions of Sonic that are stupid because Sonic has a comic book series. And so I'm sure, you know, whenever people get into comic books, it gets real dumb real quick.
Ooh, and, okay.
P.S. Sonic, I would argue Sonic is a black character. He's black coded anyway.
Because I don't know about that. I think Sonic.
He was voiced by a black person. And I think that Sonic is one of many representations of, since, you know, we live in a racist society, we're going to sneak black people in by making them not human.
Which, no, man. Sonic, I do have Sonic issues with. Like, I don't know about one. Sonic,
Knuckles
Sonic
is obviously black to me. Black.
Oh, yeah, but Knuckles is black.
Knuckles is real black.
And Shadow. Okay. I give it to Shadow, too.
But I would argue that Sonic is black, based on, if nothing else, the fact that he was voiced by a black person and my man Sneaker Game.
I guess Sonic is light. We'll call him light skin. Like, he black, but he might be a little questionable.
There's colorism. Right. Jeez. Yeah. But Sonic is, he runs, he's Mach 15.
Okay.
So it's
he's still the slowest. I mean, to me, we let the people decide, you know. But it sounds a little close to me. Also, if we watch this race in real life, if we watch this in real life, we would not even see what happened.
Yeah, and honestly,
it would be a dust cloud.
Yeah, it wouldn't need. It would need to be more than 400 meters. Like, it would need to be like a 400 mile race or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the whole point of this draft, is just stupid, just whatever. But yeah. I feel good about my pick. And I hope, like, you gentlemen do as well.
We should have had a category where you can't use anime characters, because then this is OD.
Why would we do that? No, see, we already took out all of the stuff.
Yeah.
We
eliminated all superheroes, but now
we did our job by teleporting. Yeah, like we finding out
discussed it.
Yeah.
And you have a whole Power Rangers bag. Dip into that.
some regular teenagers. We can beat that.
None of this stuff applies here. You know what I mean? Also, I had a question. Who do you think will win in a race between us three?
Bro, I don't know.
Clearly,
I run in emergencies only.
And I only run for basketball. But if I haven't, bro, clearly me. Don't say you, Brandon. Come on now. Don't say,
bro.
You.
Like, don't. Yeah, I think I'd be, if we run in the 40. Now, if we run in this 400, absolutely not. That's
no, you're not, bro. You're not beating me in the 40.
In a 40, bro, I could beat you to 40.
Bro, we can line this up. This is why we.
What's about the to look fastest like 40 you ran?
I've never had to run a 40 because I've never had to apply myself.
You're not an athlete. I ran a 4. I ran a 4.9 in high school.
He said,
"Nigga, that was like 15 years ago." What kind of high school you still hold on to? Nigga, that was a long time ago.
Hey, at least ran a 40. Nigga, you ain't ran a 40 before?
Not timed. I ran it, but that don't mean I didn't have no official time.
He was out there in the park running around while other people were real athletes.
Now, the real question is, after I win, who comes in second, you or Spencer?
I think Spencer can hang. I think Spencer can hang. I think I can beat you, Drew. But I think Spencer can hang. Nah. Just fine.
I think Spencer might run like the Flash, like the little thing he do.
Oh, God. I hate that so much.
I've told Spencer this. I only imagine Spencer being good at everything. So, like, if he was hoofing, like, I could see Spencer beating people shit off the glass.
Yeah, but then he still run like that weird Flash thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that was garbage. No,
none of that.
Okay.
So, all right. I'm going to spin the wheel. We're going to see what our next category is. Go ahead and tell us the draft order.
For the next order, Jordan will be drafting first. I will be drafting second. And Brandon will be drafting third.
Back to normal. All right.
Not quite.
All right.
Normally, I'm first.
So, we have weightlifting. Oh, bro. Come on now. Come on. There's only one character you taking weightlifting. Come on now. And I'm happy I went first on this one, because I'm about to... This is a clear winner. If I didn't get this one, I only had one other character. But, of course, I take the Incredible Hulk.
But yeah, that's what you do.
That's who you go for in that situation. Come on now. There's no one... If Hulk even sees you beating him just a little bit on the weightlifting, my guy going to get mad and he going to get stronger.
I don't know. I might have
stronger.
Hulk in the long jump.
No, I got more characters for that. See? this is how you strategize, Brandon. You don't know nothing about strategy because you're out here picking the flies first place.
First of all, I've destroyed you in every strategical thing we've ever done as far as
the podcast. This is different. This is different. This is different. But
dude, of course, literally you go to 1v1. But
I'll let you in though. There's a difference.
Okay. All right. I just think weightlifting is a deep class. Right? There's a lot of strong niggas out here.
There is, but there's also some limitation on some of those characters because that I was thinking of one character. I'm gonna just let y'all pick them, and I'm gonna make the argument because I know it's gonna be Brandon who's probably gonna pick them. But
no,
okay. I mean, I don't think this bag is that deep though.
Well,
not with some of the limitations we got.
I'm going back to the anime bag.
See,
this is how it's gotta.
I mean, I know. Spencer said that. I know who he's going with because that's my second choice. But I got the first choice. So, but yeah, man, it's the Hulk, bro. There's literally nothing else to say about it. It's the Hulk.
That's sure. I mean, yeah, the Hulk is a, yeah.
I mean, put a nice girl thing in front of him. He's going to turn back to Bruce.
Bro, there's only one girl he's going to do that for. It's, what's her name? Betty Crocker? Betty.
Jenny.
I
don't know her
Betty
name.
Betty White. Betty Crocker.
Oh, that's funny.
Who was the Hulk girl's name?
Jennifer or something? I don't remember.
Ross that's his cousin. Last name.
It was Ross.
Betty Ross?
Probably.
No.
Definitely not Betty.
Are we not nerdy enough?
Oh, it is Betty. Bro, I know I'm nerdy. I just looked it up because I had to look up Red She-Hulk. It is Betty Ross. Cool. Elizabeth Betty Ross. Come on, bro. I'm in my bag. Don't tell me I don't know this comic stuff.
You called her Betty Crocker, but all right.
Yeah,
same thing. I knew she was red. Betty Crocker red. That's all I need to know.
Okie dokie. I'm gonna go with Saitama.
Of course, that's who you go with second.
That's who you go with in this situation. That is One Punch Man for the people who don't know. And yeah, his strength feats are absurd. He just obliterates creatures all over the place. Nobody in that universe has a strength that compares to his. He's the definition of OP. Like, he's a parody of OP. Like, that's his whole thing. And so, you know, he's got that same dumb strength. Like, you know when Popeye eats spinach and can just do anything at that point?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I almost feel like they're making fun of that. Because, yeah, it's almost like dumb cartoony stupid how strong he is.
Yeah,
but he can't fly, so he's eligible. You're
right. I see at a minimum he's able to at least lift 100,000 tons. That's a minimum.
Yeah, that's on the low end. Yeah, Saitama gets real dumb real quick.
Yeah. I mean, after those two picks, it's like, who do you go with? Now I'm curious to see where Brandon, look, Brandon, this ain't starting so good for Brandon. I'm just being honest with you.
I'm trying to figure something out.
That's the thing. Like, trying to find somebody in this category who can't fly is actually pretty hard.
That's what I'm saying.
Because all of the people that could arm wrestle the Hulk can fly.
I'm going to go with the Juggernaut.
The Juggernaut.
That's a third choice.
Yeah,
I mean it's a good choice.
The Juggernaut is a good choice. Because I was thinking about him for something else, but yeah, I think that's where you go.
Yeah, the Juggernaut. He's given the Hulk problems. You know what I mean?
I mean, small problem.
His powers are based in magic, but I'm not bothered.
Yeah, I'm not either. We'll let that slide.
The Juggernaut. Yeah, man. Let's look it up. Who's stronger?
I mean, you better not say who's stronger, the Hulk or Juggernaut.
It's
like, going to
depend
wild.
On the version of the Hulk, but the Juggernaut's powers do, like, the way that his powers are set up, like, technically, I don't know that he can be stopped when he's moving. Like, his whole thing is, if he's got any momentum, he cannot be stopped. And as
it's
far
crazy
as I
to say, but he's definitely
been
stopped a bunch of times, though.
Yes. But I'm saying that's his power. So,
hey, man. I'm just saying right here. I just want to throw this out here. According to my sources, aka CBR, says the Juggernaut had to admit that the Hulk was stronger. I just want to throw it out there. But
and honestly, yeah, like the Hulk doesn't give him a choice. But
I mean, I will say there is a difference between strength and like weightlifting strength. I will say there's a difference.
In the case of the Hulk, there's no difference.
And I feel good about my choice because Saitama actually does work out. So he
Brandon out here losing right
now. He understands form and like the mechanics of weightlifting. So yeah, I think Saitama's gonna take that one. But of course I think that I picked him.
Oh, fun fact. Maybe people didn't know. I just like to, you know, drop some gems on people with comic knowledge. The Juggernaut is not a mutant, just in case people didn't know that. His powers comes from the Gem of Sidorak. And yeah, he gets his power from a magical gem, which is the same Sidorak that Doctor Strange uses his, is it the bands of Sidorak?
Yeah,
I believe he uses the bands. Yeah, the red ones. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, they draw their power from, and I believe Sidorak is actually a demon? If I remember right.
I want to say he's a demon. And that's why, yeah, like the Juggernaut's powers are based in magic, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Like that, I guess that doesn't make him magic the same way Doctor Strange is. Like he can't use magic.
Right. But
magic is how his powers came to be. So, yeah, like he's, I'd call him eligible.
But, yeah.
Okay. For the third event, we have me going first, Brandon going second, and Jordan going third. And there's a specific event I really hope we get.
Well, I can let you know the event is now swimming.
God damn it, that's not what I wanted. Shit. That's not what I wanted at all.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, this is it's gonna be a little tough, to be honest with you.
Okay. Let's see. I may have to go back to Naruto. Because
Wait. Let me make sure that the people understand. So when we say swimming, are we talking about like the race swimming or like, you know, marathon swimming? I just want to let the people know.
I assumed the race. So like swimming from one end to the other.
So speed, basically speed. Okay. All right. I just want to throw that out there too. I just want to, you know, people like to ask questions.
And it's a good question. Because we do need like clarification on that.
Where's the timer at?
Yeah, I know. This is a category that I didn't like super prepare for. Even though it's almost the same as the other one. I am going to go with Dash from The Incredibles.
Okay.
Interesting. My man's ran on water, and so I know that if he's swimming, like he's
gonna be fine. I don't know. Now, Brandon, do we count this? Because
go ahead.
Because running on water isn't technically swimming.
In the movie, he also like mom turns into a boat, and then he's the propeller for the boat to get to the island. Like my man's can swim.
Okay, so you giving a little stretch. It's a little stretch right there. Okay. No,
my man's can swim. We see him in water. We know he can kick his feet.
He can kick his feet.
We see him swimming once.
Yeah, I don't, because that's kind of like being like, I mean, obviously we can't do Flash, but I'm saying that's sort of like saying a Flash.
He's not fast enough to time travel by any means.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like if we took time travel, it's like saying a speedster. Picking a speedster for swimming.
And where in the rules does it say I can't do that?
Okay. Oh, okay. If we want to go that route, I mean, we can. I'm okay.
I mean, that doesn't mean they're necessarily the best swimmer either. So
that's true.
Yeah, you're right, because they may not have the stamina to hold their breath.
Because Sonic is not who you pick for swimming. Like Sonic got 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And he is dead. like that music, yeah, like, yeah, Sonic, like that's a speedster you don't pick for swimming. So, yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Dash.
Interesting.
This is kind of interesting. So, so Brandon, we're letting it ride. I'm good with it because that changes my whole perspective on this.
Yeah, I'm good with it because now it opens up a bag of tricks that I prepared.
that's what I'm saying too. Okay, so we'll let it go there.
I was going to play it tight.
I didn't want to be first in this category.
This opens up some things.
Yeah, Spencer, you messed everything up by doing that.
I mean it's fine. You didn't mess anything up.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Okay.
Let's get a little more interesting. Okay. For me, it was a tough one. I'm going to pick Percy Jackson.
That's a good pick.
Percy Jackson can control the water, obviously, Poseidon's son. Really good swimmer. Yeah, but he owns water. So, I mean, and the only people that own water is not eligible in this category.
Wait, so I'm not going to pick this character, so I'm going to mention him. You already made your choice. Why not just go Poseidon?
Magic. Oh, Percy. Well, hold on. Now we got to
hang on. Now we got a debate.
Percy's not necessarily magic, though. Right? He's direct lineage of a god. That doesn't make you magic.
Okay. So, are we saying that Zeus, Poseidon, Hades, do they have magic or do they not have magic? Because if they have magic, that makes Percy half magic, half human.
To me, it's not magic. You're a god. You know what I mean?
Gods use magic, and I guess because gods use magic, and like that, well,
I don't know. Didn't Thor? What happened in the Thor movie? Science is magic is just science that people don't understand, or something like that.
No, that's Doctor Strange blew all the shit out of the water. I'll let it go.
I think we should do a Google search. So wait. So are God powers magic?
I mean, it depends on how you define magic, because by the standards of magic, yes. But
I think everything might be good. Is
considered magic. But yeah, like I think that we can just.
I think he's good. The first thing that popped up from this Christian post, it says there's a difference between divine power and magic.
Talk to me. Like, that is true. Amen.
I was like, okay, I give it to you.
Okay. That's like saying magic and sorcery aren't the same when they kind of fall into the same bucket.
I would say magic and sorcery is the same, though.
Okay. Regardless, I'm good letting it fly. So okay.
I'm good too.
He owns the water, so he literally could just mess up whatever person you picked. They literally could just be on the ground. You know what I mean?
So
just on concrete.
Why not go Poseidon then?
I didn't want to pick a god. I feel like Percy, and technically Percy's gonna take it another level. You know what I mean? He's a demigod. We'll take it another level a little bit. Where we don't necessarily see Poseidon in the human form, not at least not usually anyways. So yeah.
So if I pick Poseidon, that just mean you my son?
And I'm gonna beat your ass. Yeah.
Okay.
I say like wow. Steph Curry's better than Dell Curry.
Facts.
Okay. That is fine. Wow. I did not see this swimming category going this way, like at all. This is crazy. But in that case, I mean, I'm gonna have to go Quicksilver as my swimming character.
What is up with your loss? Yeah, I won the category.
Spencer opened it up.
I won the category. It's fine.
How did you win the category? I'm confused.
You're picking people who are not experts at swimming. They're fast, but they're not experts at swimming whatsoever.
If they can kick their legs, move their arms, hold their breath, they can swim.
Okay. There's a lot of humans we can just throw out there and do that. You ain't gonna say that swimming though.
I've seen Dash in the water twice. Dash has been, he's shown that he can swim. I'm not talking about the running on water scene.
Okay, so, okay.
Well, actually, immediately after the running on water, like, whenever he stops and then falls into the water, he, like, swims himself
back. Okay, so then, since we've never seen Quicksilver swim, do I need to change my pick since...
No! No, that was your pick, brother.
Okay.
You took that on that limb. You took an L, sir. That was a waste of pick.
Okay. I mean, I'll say I was a waste of pick. I mean, Quicksilver
I wouldn't call it wasted.
Quicksilver's definitely fast. I mean, of course, he's not, you know, flash fast, but he's still fast nonetheless. Let me see how fast he is.
First, he's going to be waiting on the other side. Like, stamina got to you guys. You know them. They can't. You can't eat out there. You know, speeches got to get a metabolism. They got to be eating.
Well, I mean, not this one. That's just his. That's his natural ability. That's just his mutant ability. Like he has the stamina. Of course, he runs. He's not going, you know, just tire out real fast. And I forgot we already talked about it. He's Mach 10.
And Dash is a child. So yeah, Dash gonna be eating anyway. Like he's just a growing boy.
You know, eating on the water, baby.
Why not? But I can't grab a fish.
I mean, you know, it's like you're not supposed to eat 30 minutes before swimming or something.
Yeah, bro. We're not eating ice cream right here. We're going to do it properly.
And if this is an Olympic, this is going to be in a pool. So, like, this is going to be in a regulation pool.
And Brandon said he's going to take away the water. Even if you take away the water, me and Spencer still running. What you doing?
Running in what?
On the floor, sounds like.
Yeah, and that's not swimming. So let's go.
But if he takes the water out, I can't. You're not I can gonna do nothing about him taking the water out. But what
you're not gonna be swimming.
Was make it from one end to the other.
He could take it out of y'all
faster lanes. Than Percy.
He could take it out of y'all's lanes, throw it out, keep the water in his lane, and swim.
And I'm saying he swam from one end to the other end. I beat him.
That is true. No. Also, does he even swim, or does he just control the water?
He swims. You didn't watch Percy Jackson. You got to tap in, baby. Well, no.
Okay. That's interesting. All right. What's the next draft order?
Brandon will go first. I will go second. And Jordan will go third.
Okay. I guess it's, we could watch Brandon fumble another bag. We'll see what the category is. And, this is the one I think everybody's going to be happy with. We're going with shooting this time.
Let's go.
That's the one I wanted.
Yeah, am I first or second? I can't remember. I know you just said it.
You're third.
I'm first, sir.
Fuck. Third. All right.
Brandon's first.
Okay.
I will say this is a pretty deep category, to be honest.
I agree. I agree with this one. This might be, honestly, the deepest one with the stipulations we put on it.
Yeah.
However,
there's an easy number one.
Yeah. Actually...
Nope, there's an easy number one.
Okay. I'm wondering if we're thinking about it. Okay. Let me see. Okay. Go ahead.
For shooting, I am going to go with Bullseye.
Yep. That's the easy number one. And I'm going to go with who I would say is probably the easiest number two.
Whoa! We didn't let Brandon explain why he picked Bullseye. I mean,
his name.
I think we know.
Yeah, we know why he picked him. Yeah.
Deadshot.
Ooh, okay. Good call.
Wow. Oh, that this is not where I saw it. Well, the number one I knew who was going first, but not the number two. Not the number two. Why Deadshot?
Because that's Deadshot's whole thing. Deadshot is like Deadshot is DC's guy who doesn't miss. We saw, I mean, just as one example, we saw Will Smith as Deadshot perfectly, like the precision that he shot with multiple firearms, like no misses, like. Center of the forehead every single time to the point where he put a hole in the metal guy. Deadshot, he's a guy who doesn't miss. And that's his whole thing. And because it's shooting, like that's I mean the man is he's too much. Like that is literally what he does is shoot. His name is Deadshot. Like, he shoots. He scores.
I'm curious who, so wait, out of y'all opinion, you know, draft, you know, beside, who's better, a Deadshot or Bullseye?
I think it's
Bullseye. You know, y'all have much more knowledge on Deadshot than I do.
It's probably Bullseye. Like, they're both the same thing, but the way that Marvel demonstrates what Bullseye is able to do is, I'd say, a step above what Deadshot does. Deadshot
is it because Bullseye can, like, use anything?
Yeah. And that,
like, that's part of it.
Yeah. Deadshot is a pretty standard assassin in that, like, he usually has very specific weapons that he uses, but they allow Bullseye to make absolutely anything dangerous. Now, could Deadshot do the same thing? Yeah. And I know that you both watch DC Animation with Spencer and Friends, and there's a movie, Batman Assault on Arkham, where we see Deadshot, and Deadshot, basically, Captain Boomerang challenges Deadshot to a game of darts, and Deadshot, you know, throws a dart, like, it bounces off of several walls, hits the bullseye. So, he is in that same class of, like, being able to use whatever, do whatever, use angles, and, like, he's just a guy who doesn't miss at a comic book level, which is stupid. So, but I would say, as far as utilization and demonstration that we have seen, Bullseye's got a stronger resume.
Yep.
I'll tell you some professionals, and I do consider them professionals. Death Battle. I think they might have Deadshot better than Bullseye. Just from, like, the quick Google search
I did. I didn't think Death Battle had one with those two.
This is Death Battle Fandom.
Okay, I was gonna say, I don't think Wiz and Boomstick have covered these two. Gotcha. They have done Who You Might Go With.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah. Of course, I mean, of course, I have to go with Hawkeye. Yeah. Like, you guys, you guys already took to him.
Yeah, they have done Green Arrow and Hawkeye.
Yeah, and we know Hawkeye wins that one.
Between the two, yeah, Hawkeye is he's definitely too much. Yeah, and Hawkeye is another guy who, like, he doesn't miss. He can use angles. He can use whatever he wants. These three are the same dude, essentially.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, this one had a lot more archers. Like, that's really what, like, a lot more archers, a lot more gunsmen who literally have really good shots and hardly miss. But these three literally stand above the rest.
Yeah. And, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of just super soldiers who are marksmen. Like,
that's true.
I mean, you could have gone with any of the super soldier. Like, you could have gone with Captain America. Like, the way that he uses his shield, like, if you give him a gun, he's gonna be fine.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure that marksman is on his resume. Winter Soldier, Batman's a marksman. Slade, like, you got options.
I was gonna say John Stewart. Obviously, he can fly, but he was a sniper.
Yeah, you could even love to see Black Widow. Like, yeah, like this category is deep.
Like a crazy competition. Like, they throw up, like, a grain of rice, and you have to, like, shoot a grain of rice, like. Do, yeah, like, some crazy marksman type stuff. Like, be behind a building, take, like, a 90-degree shot while blinded in the middle of the snow. Like, I want to see some crazy stuff with this competition.
Yeah, that's what it would... Like, with these, that's what it would have to be. Because they're the kind of people... Like, you know how to demonstrate marksman ability, they will use the bow and arrow where, like, one arrow slices through the first one and then they just slice through the arrows to demonstrate. Like, that's what these guys are doing.
Yeah.
I would love to see a competition in real life, though. Like, that would be crazy to see.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
You know who I thought about picking, just to be stupid?
Whoa. Do we want to talk about our mentions later?
I mean, we can, but, like, we... This is
you want to mention them? Okay.
Yeah.
Who you got?
Y'all know my favorite Disney movie is Zootopia. And there was a sheep who was shooting people with the nightshade.
Owlers.
Oh my gosh.
And that sheep hit an otter through the window of a limo that was driving at 60 miles an hour. And I was like, my man is good.
You know, I thought about John Wick.
Also,
I thought it was somebody real similar. Did y'all watch the movie Wanted? Where they bend the bullets?
Yeah.
You never seen Wanted?
Wanted.
Yeah, it's like where they
shoot movie about like, curving the bullets.
Curve. Yeah, about curving bullets. Bro, everybody tried to do
Angelina. I think y'all have talked to me about this.
Yeah, Angelina Jolie and the professor. There you go.
Young professor.
Yeah, it's based off of a Mark Miller comic book. But basically, he bend bullets around corners. I thought about picking him, too. That'd have been a pretty funny pick. But he's not the best of shot. He just can do cool shots.
Yeah. I mean, we picked probably the best three, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, if this is one where, like, it's just going to be a matter of who your opinion says. Because I'd say that they're all at that highest level of marksman ability.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say it got to be a crazy competition, like shoot an ant from 15,000 miles away. Like it got to be something crazy to even see who got the best shot. But
okay,
yeah, what's the next order?
The next order, Jordan goes first, Brandon goes second, and I am third.
All right, so we got shot put in the long jump left. And looks like the next pick is for the shot put. So this one was definitely the one that I struggled on the most, but I'm happy I went number one because there's only one character I can choose from. People probably know where I'm going with this one. If I say I'm hopping in my anime bag and I am going with Ochaka Uraraka. And she is the character from My Hero Academia. Her power is she can literally manipulate gravity. So they have an episode where they actually do this competition. They throw a ball and she basically throws it, applies her power, and it goes in infinite. The radar thing just shows an infinite sign. So that thing is still out there going to this day. So yeah, gravity manipulator, that's what I'm going with.
Okay. I like it.
I mean, yeah, like that's hard to combat, but
yeah. Okay. Was I safe?
Right? Yes, yeah. Your second.
It's funny. I had a similar thought. I'm going with Professor X. Professor X.
Oh, okay.
Lifted in the air. That thing gone till he decides to when it stops.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So, I have a question. We all know that Charles is the world's greatest telepath. Is he telekinetic?
I believe
those are not the same power. And as far as I've seen, I have never seen Charles lift anything with his mind. I've only seen him read minds. We have seen Jean do telekinesis where she lifts shit with her mind, but I have never seen Charles lift anything with his mind. And I am asking you, is Charles telekinetic? Because he's absolutely telepathic.
I'm
pretty sure I've seen him do it, but also.
Because now you got me thinking. Now you got me really thinking about it.
Jordan, you're the expert.
No.
Uh-oh. Did we lose him?
I mean, but I'm looking it up. Kinetic. Let's see.
I think I'm back now.
You're back, yeah.
He's also a low-level telekinetic.
Low-level, okay.
Yeah, so I don't know if I cut off.
Low-level ain't sounding right.
Before I cut off, that's what I was saying. Like I know he can do telekinesis, but I don't know how strong it is because he doesn't use it all that often.
Yeah. Like a brand. We in there, baby.
Okay.
Now, if there was a route you should have went with, I'm not going to say who you should have went with, but I would have picked a different character. But that's just me, you know.
Okay.
Oh, wait. The character can't fly. Never mind. Oh, I was thinking Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, you get into a conversation of, you know, is telekinesis flying or is it telekinesis?
I think it's telekinesis because I wouldn't. I guess you can fly with telekinesis, just well, like you that's can fly what, with.
Yeah, like there are some people who, you know, can fly just anyway, but I feel like telekinesis users use their telekinesis to fly. It's the same way Magneto can fly. Like, he can't just fly, he uses his magnetism to fly.
Yeah.
But most people would consider that flight.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't, but that's just me.
Okay.
But it also kind of depends on which version you want, because yeah, a lot of some of the versions he has little metal discs that he used to fly.
Yeah. And sometimes I mean, it's the same way that like
a magnetic field to fly.
It's the same way Storm can't fly. She creates wind that lifts her.
But Thor can't fly technically, but he uses Mjolnir to fly.
Yeah, like it all that. So it just depends on who you ask. But
yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't have a gravity person in my bag, and like I said, when it comes to telekinesis, that just feels like flying. My knee jerk for this was going to be Sakura from Naruto, because she's just strong as fuck, and like her feats of strength get real, real dumb by the time we get to Boruto. But yeah, like she's one of those characters. If she throws something, it's blasting off again. Like that thing gonna be in orbit, I'm pretty sure. But you know, I think she would beat Charles as far as throwing stuff, because if Charles is a low level telepath, it's going to be a matter of distance for him, how long he can control it. And so if it gets far enough, he's not going to be able to keep the lift on it. I think Sakura could chunk that thing further than he can.
No.
I'm pretty sure. You wouldn't know because you don't know anime. But
I had somebody, but I went to honorable mentions that you could have went with.
As far as gravity usage?
Shot put usage.
It is a metal ball, isn't it?
It is a metal ball.
That thing is a metal ball. God damn it.
Well, I wasn't even going to say nothing, but...
I didn't even think about the fact that thing is metal. I mentioned Magneto, too.
You did. Definitely did.
And there are other metal people. Yeah, that... okay. Well, too late now. Yeah, Sakura.
Yeah, hurting yourself on that one. Kick yourself on that one.
Yeah, it's fine. I didn't even... Yeah, the fact that that thing is made of metal, just... I
thought about... I assumed it was flight, but I can see y'all's point.
And that's the thing. If either of you would have said Magneto, I would have said, no, he can fly. We've seen it.
Right.
Like, that would have been my argument, was that, like, I would consider him a character that can fly.
But see, I would, yeah. I mean, yeah, I can see it both ways. I would still make the argument.
Well, because,
like, Thor would be my main argument. He would be.
But Thor, like, to me, it's an object that makes him fly. Where these people, it's their powers that make them fly.
But they're using something else to make them fly.
But it's their powers. You know what I mean? It's not like they're using some foreign object's powers. They're using their powers. Whereas Thor,
What about Static Shock?
Yeah, that's someone using something to fly.
Okay, so he would be eligible then.
I would think so. I could if the argument is made, I could see so.
That's the same argument with Magneto, in my opinion.
I feel like we usually see Magneto see Magneto on his feet often.
I don't really see the silver thing. Like, I know I've seen
him use certain things,
but I've also seen a lot of stuff where he doesn't have that, and he's just floating.
Yo, he's just flying.
Yeah.
Like a telekinetic would.
Gotcha. But, okay. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, like I feel like I don't see Magneto standing on his feet often. Like, he's usually floating above the Earth in most cases. But Anyway, yeah, that's fine. For the last category, I'm first,
long.
Jordan is second, and Brandon is third.
I'm
That's the
curious to
normal
see if we
order.
all kind of. I'm kind of see if I'm curious to see if we all kind of go with the same character, but we'll see.
I doubt it compared to what we've been doing.
I also doubt it. So long jump is the game.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Jordan, I feel like you're gonna have something to say about my pick, but I'll make my case. I'm going with Aang from Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Oh, that's now hang on. Well, I guess if he uses the air to kind of propel himself,
because
okay,
and I would like to
he
be.
can't free technically, he can't fly.
He cannot
I give it to
fly.
you. He cannot fly.
As far as canon is concerned, he cannot fly.
Yeah.
Zaheer can fly.
Yeah, those are two different powers.
Yeah, Aang cannot fly.
This isn't magic?
No.
No.
Okay.
That's just his
it's magic
natural
the same way
ability.
Literally anything. Like, it's magic the same way the Force is magic. Like, it's not magic. But you could make an argument, like, I've called the Force space magic before. But it is, it doesn't qualify as magic the same way that, like, what Doctor Strange does is magic. Or even Constantine.
Yeah.
It's not the dark arts.
Okay. I like the pick. I like it.
But yeah,
yeah,
as far as the
that's
long
an
jump,
interesting
yeah,
one.
Aang is going.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you might make me reconsider. Which also, just to pause right quick. I had this conversation with somebody the other day. So, you know, episode one of the live action, spoiler alert for people who haven't watched it yet, but this is a small spoiler. They had him flying in that first episode, right?
That's what it looked like to me, and I was not.
That's
a
what
fan.
I said too. And somebody, I just met somebody recently who might be the biggest Avatar fan like I've ever met. And he was saying, according to him, what it looked like, Aang was kind of falling with grace. And
Technically, that's
then I went
probably
back and watched
you
it,
could make that argument,
and I
because
was like,
he never went
okay,
up.
right.
Because he never went up, you could say that, yeah, he was landing, gracefully.
Like, yeah, it took him some time, and I was like, you know what? You might be right.
It's technically, yeah, like I could see an argument made for that, but like what he was doing did not align very well with what he's able to do in the animated show.
Yeah.
But yeah, technically he did not lift himself, so I could see an argument being made that that was not flying, but it's a good thing that that's irrelevant to my argument.
Okay. So can I so does that mean I can use Storm?
Well,
That's the same thing Aang does, right?
I mean,
what?
So technically that is
technically, I
true,
could.
and we did, make that distinction earlier.
Wait, Storm.
She doesn't fly.
I would say Storm
she
flies.
Manipulates. She manipulates the air around her. Just like a windbender, airbender. I mean,
a windbender. Jeez,
yeah.
Even I know that's incorrect.
Man, Brad, chill.
To me, she can fly. Like that's
to me, she can also fly because we've watched her fly. We've seen her fly. Like that's.
That's not my pick, but I want to throw it out there because of the hypocrisy. I just want people to realize what just happened.
It's on the record that Aang cannot fly. And the reason I say that is because in canon, what Zaheer is doing is flying. What Aang is doing is not. Like, they make that
right.
Very clear. Like, they make it abundantly clear that airbenders have to release themselves from all the worldly things, or whatever the fuck Zaheer did, in order to unlock flight.
Yeah. But that's cool. It's not my pick. I just want to throw that out there. But my real pick is Spider-Man. Because in this long jump, he's going to shoot a web out, pull himself all the way back like he does, let go, and he's like a rubber band. That's clearing a lot of space right there. You got to be a little creative. And then on that, if he has his wings underneath his webbing, he can even glide, you know, causing him to go even further. Are we in the debate, gliding versus flying?
Well, I would say that gliding is not flying. And I would not call Spider-Man a flying character. What I will ask, though, is are we allowing the usage of tools and things in this?
I don't know why he'd have his web shooters.
Why I don't know why he'd have his webs on him.
Why it can't be organic?
Olympic Games. Oh, so you're going with Toby's Spider-Man?
I'm just going with the Spider-Man who has organic, whether it be Toby.
That's the only one.
A common version of him.
Just Toby.
That's Toby. Toby Spider-Man is the only one who, like, the every other Spider-Man we see makes their webbing, they create the web shooters.
I'm sure there's a Spider-Man out there who also has organic web in the world of the Spider-Verse.
Nah. Unless he's a damn spider.
Okay, that's fine. I'll go with Toby. Like I said, he's going to do the whole pullback method.
And what is he going to pull back on? Like, with the long jump, it's kind of just open field. So, like, what's he webbing on to pull himself?
He can't just web, you know, something random in the air. You know, a passing helicopter recording the flight. Recording the games. Trying to get an overhead.
Oh, now we're getting.
We're just adding stuff. I was going to say, I think the best we could do is like stadium seats.
Yeah.
Maybe, but like.
And if you do that, there's definitely a limitation on how far you're going to go.
Also, I mean, it's Spider-Man. He can jump pretty far.
He does have hops. That's true.
But this doesn't involve hops.
This dude, it's a long jump. He can get it running. He's fast. We know he's fast. He can jump. Bro, that's literally long jump.
There's no jumping. Like, if I'm using a teleport, like if I'm catapulting myself, there's no running involved. I'm trying to go backwards.
Which one is the way? The long jump is the running and jump, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's Spider-Man.
I don't know. That's backwards of what you were explaining as far as the catapult.
He has either way. That's a good thing about Spider-Man. He has options.
I see where you're trying to go, but it's not looking good. Again, Spider-Man does have hops compared to like people, but in this game, I don't see him getting very far under the circumstances.
I think so.
Because Spider-Man, like on his own, Spider-Man can probably jump several feet. But we're just talking about feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Spider-Man, it says, is capable. Peter's strength extends to his legs. He's capable of jumping 100 feet into the air, given a running start, nearly 600 feet forward. I don't know why I said towards, but 600 feet forward.
Cool. That's nice. That's a nice jump.
What is 600 feet?
Look at that. I got stats. I mean, what, 6 football fields? Oh, wait, feet.
I was like, what?
My bad.
it'd be two football fields, I guess. Because if it's 100 yards, there are 3 feet in a yard. That's 300 feet that a football field is. That's 2 football fields.
Look at that. That seems like more than enough to me. And that's just jumping. That's not even using his webbing.
I would call it enough. Right. But. Well, it depends on where Brandon goes. Because y'all wouldn't let me use Storm,
and he got to use Aang, which is crazy, but okay.
Because Aang cannot fly.
Sure, you didn't make a good enough argument. I can't poke holes in it. I haven't seen it. You didn't poke holes in it. Okay. He was just like, right. Oh, yeah, it's a good pick.
Okay. It was a good pick, but Storm's the same thing. But all right, Brandon, who you got?
All right, I'm struggling here. I have a pick, but then what y'all've picked is kind of throwing it off a little bit. I feel like
George's pick isn't going to throw off your pick.
No, it's probably right. I feel pretty comfortable with it. I'm going to go with... All right. I'm going to go with Giant Man. Ant-Man as a giant.
Okay.
Ant-Man as a giant, running up, jumping as far as he can. As far as he can, I mean, shit, how far? That's definitely clearing 2 football fields.
Okay.
That's clearing.
I like the creativity right there, I like the creativity. That was good. Good points for that.
He's definitely clearing a city, probably. You know what I mean?
It's gonna depend on what his record height is.
Yeah.
Because the way I would, if we were going to calculate this, like, let's say we're talking about Hank.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say Hank is 6 foot tall, and let's say Hank can do an 8 foot jump.
59 feet, 11 inch. We'll call it 60 inches. Not 60 inches. 60 feet.
Okay. So... let's just say that's 10 times. So we're talking about 10 times the length of a normal human man's long jump.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how much that would
be. So it says for ordinary fit people, a standing jump of 7 feet for men, 6 feet for women. So let's just think running. So you could probably get a little bit further. We'll call it maybe 9 feet.
Okay, we can give him 9 feet.
So then would it be 9 times 10? 10.
So I'd call that 90 feet because we're looking at he, as a normal person, let's say he's able to jump 1.5 times his own height. If we apply that same logic here, then at 60 feet, he would be able to jump 90 feet.
But then 90 feet at his height.
No, I'm saying, like, at 60 feet, he'd be jumping 90 feet.
That seems less. I don't know if our math is mathing right now.
It's probably logarithmic instead of just straight math, but...
My other pick that I was going to make was Elongated Man.
Okay.
I was going to jump, go as long as possible. I'm thinking he jumps, then he goes flat, then we're gliding a little bit, then we're going longer. Then I was like, that's kind of too many factors involved, so I was like, let's go Giant Man.
I think that would have been a good move, especially because, like, I don't know about Elongated Man, but I know that Plastic Man can turn himself into shit.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like, Plastic Man could absolutely, like, turn himself into a spring, like, propel himself, and then turn himself into something that would allow him to glide pretty far. I honestly think, assuming Elongated Man can do all the same shit Plastic Man can do, he can probably go further than Giant Man would.
That was my original, like, that was my, like, go-to pick.
I think that's what you should have gone with.
I will let the end.
Let's go through all the picks, and then let's do honorable mentions. Spencer, you want to start off?
You're going to have to remind me.
So we got the 400.
Oh, 400. Okay. Who did I pick?
Oh my god.
Some anime nigga.
Oh yes. The third Raikage.
Yeah. All right. And then I got Koro Sensei. Brandon, who you got?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
For weightlifting, Spencer, who you got?
Saitama.
I got the Incredible Hulk. Brandon, who you got?
Juggernaut.
For swimming, Spencer, who you got?
Dashiell Robert Parr.
And I have Pietro Quicksilver.
I have an actual swimmer, Percy Jackson.
All right, for shooting, who you got, Spencer?
Deadshot, Floyd Lawton.
I got Hawkeye. Brennan, who you got?
Bullseye.
For shot put, who you got, Spencer?
Sakura Haruno.
I got Ochako Uraraka. Who you got, Brennan?
You're just making up names. I got Professor X.
That's racist. They got Jedi. That is really racist.
That isn't racist. I'm just saying
that it is sounded crazy.
That was the so way racist. Y'all
pronounce that.
That's how you pronounce them.
That is crazy.
Bro, back to back, that sounded like y'all made that up. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Imagine some Asian person listening to Brandon's, what's his name, Tyrone Johnson? Like,
no, that's not, bro. That's not the same. That's not racist. What I'm saying is, it sounded like y'all just made that up.
That's racist, bro.
That's
we
racist. That's not racist.
Just because I'm saying it sounds just like it wasn't made up English. Just because they weren't English names, you were like, nah, that shit made up.
Nah, the way y'all pronounced it is the problem.
Bro, we literally pronounced it how it said. That is crazy, Brandon.
Nah, bro. I'm sorry. The way y'all pronounced that.
All Asian countries.
That sounded like y'all just put some syllables together. But all right.
I just want to apologize on behalf of Chris, Calvin. I know y'all listen. Look, man, y'all know these dudes. It's crazy.
First of all, those two are not Japanese.
Jeez, no, right. That is racist.
Asian. Bro, we said Asian. These are Asian names.
No, that's right? Racist. What I said was not racist.
You apologize to two people who are not Japanese.
Those couple of the Asian people I know. I just want to apologize on behalf of Brandon, because he over here assuming just because we say the names correctly, they're made up. It's crazy. All right. And then last category, long jump. Spencer, who you got?
Aang.
I have Spider-Man.
I have Giant Man. I'm gonna say Elongated Man.
All right.
So very sincerely, which categories do you think you just really cooked? Like which categories, which gold you taking home, honestly, in your
opinion? I got three, honestly, in my opinion.
I got two for sure.
I got the 400, I got weightlifting, and I got the shot put.
Okay.
I don't know about, what did you say as far as 400?
Koro Sensei.
Oh.
That's hilarious because we talked about the speed of lightning, so I don't know why you think you won that.
Wait, who did you have?
The Raikage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's okay.
It'd be a good race.
Okay.
I for sure got swimming and I got shooting.
Okay. I give it shooting. I don't know about swimming.
Swimming's easy, bro. That's the easiest pick of the night.
I feel pretty good about weightlifting.
Over the Hulk?
Saitama. Like, that's Saitama crazy. Was written to be stupid.
Okay.
I feel pretty good about weightlifting. Yeah, long jump and 400, easy.
Okay. Let's talk honorable mentions. So let's start with the 400. That's where we started at. Did y'all have anybody? Because, of course, I had Quicksilver. I had Sonic, of course. Random pick, I had Electrode from Pokemon. He's in the top five, and the top four can either they're either flying or cosmic.
You're gonna say like duo. Rapidash is pretty fast.
Yeah, Electrode is faster.
Okay.
Speaking of which, I had Roadrunner.
I also had Roadrunner and Speedy Gonzalez.
Speedy Gonzalez.
I've seen a funny video the other day about a real life Roadrunner, like running away from a cat. I'm like, got out on him.
Roadrunners, I was kind of disappointed when I saw one in real life. Like I expected it to be like a like an ostrich sized bird.
Yeah. And, oh, that much is like so yeah, tiny.
Right, Roadrunners are little. And yeah. I was like, that's a Roadrunner? It's right. Just a basic ass. All right.
You should go check out Kev on stage. He's the one who posted the road running away from a cat. Bro, they might have got out on him. But did y'all have any other ones?
That's it for me for 400.
I felt really good about the Ratkage. So I didn't feel like anybody was gonna take that from me.
Gotcha. Okay. Weightlifting. I only had the Hulk and Saitama.
I had Luke Cage.
I had the Thing.
Oh, no, I had the Thing. Oh, you could have been Juggernaut, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's who Brandon went with anyway, huh?
Yeah. I had Bane.
Bane crossed my mind, but then I would have said he uses PEDs. We don't do that.
I mean, yeah, no some cheating. People don't. We never said drug test.
Bane, like, you don't got to test it. You can see it. Like, you watch it happen.
Be so what's that green shit in you?
Substances.
It was like, guilty.
It's just green.
Yeah. Like, Bane, you were like 5'4 a second ago.
We're real fast. All right, we got swimming. I had Aquaman and Namor. I'm surprised nobody went with either of them.
They both use magic.
They both can fly.
Well, Namor can definitely fly. I don't think
Aquaman shit. I don't even think about.
But yeah,
think
they about both that. Use magic. So
Aquaman can fly. Wait, what magic does Namor use?
Oh, I just assumed.
But he flies. Magic.
Yeah.
No, he's a mutant. But he flies.
You're right. So. He is a mutant. But Aquaman absolutely uses magic.
Does he? Is it? Yeah. What? Because I honestly don't even know. Like, I didn't know this.
Is the Trident has magic?
It's similar to the way Thor uses magic.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. I honestly didn't know that. And I forgot about Namor flying. It's just crazy.
I had Kisame from Naruto because he's a
I thought about
man.
Him. Yeah, I thought about him too.
And he was who I was going to go with first, but I also
thought about Captain America, low key.
For swimming?
Captain America, he's one of those people you can pick in any category.
I'm thinking weightlifting. But yeah, swimming, no.
I'm sure he's a good swimmer.
I mean,
yeah, I'm sure. Everything. Like Olympic level, yeah.
I thought of Black Manta.
My nigga, Black Manta. That would have actually
been a good I didn't think about that. Oh, I did think of Namorita too, Aquaman's wife. I mean, Aquaman, Namor's wife.
Her name is Namorita.
I thought it was Namor.
That's the best they could do.
There's also his cousin, pretty close.
Namora.
Yeah, there's a Namor that was trash. They just added an A. Which, I didn't know if that was a sister or not.
Yeah, like that being his cousin makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, for him to be, that's ridiculous. Yeah,
70s, you know, 60s, 70s.
Yeah. Yeah, Namor's very old in comic book years. Like,
right.
Man's predates Aquaman.
Yeah, I wish I could have picked.
Okay. And then we got shooting next. I mean, I'm sure everybody had Green Arrow, right?
No.
Hi, John. Honorable mention?
Oh, John. No, the three that we had were the three that I had. Like, those are the three best options. And in the order we drafted them, Bullseye number one, Deadshot number two, Hawkeye number three.
Yeah. Okay. We got the shot put. I had She-Hulk.
I also had She-Hulk.
I had She-Hulk, I had the Thing, I had Colossus.
Oh, Colossus would have been a good one. That would have been a good one.
Yeah, I just had like other super strongs, but
you know, you could have went Giant Man in this category too.
That's true.
Like,
that's a good call.
That would have been that would have been a good choice too.
Yeah.
I just thought about that.
Yeah.
Cause yeah, that's like us picking up what, like a grain of rice and probably just like flicking it with our finger.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay. Last one, long jump. This was my toughest category. I really didn't have anybody else. I would have had to think about it.
I had like a Jedi of some sort. Or like I randomly had Daredevil. But yeah, Elongated Man was my original. Then
Daredevil.
John Mayne came up late. Yeah.
I also just had strong people for this one. So, like, The Thing, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones. Well, no, she can fly in the comic book.
Yeah.
Yeah, just some super strongs. But yeah, like, Aang was where I planned on going. Very specifically because he cannot fly, according to the canon.
The Wolverine, low-key?
Wolverine is the last person I'd pick for this because he's got a heavy-ass skeleton.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to be jumping fucking far as hell.
I don't think I don't think he was jumping that far, but that's almost like every superhero.
Yeah, like I wouldn't pick him above like I'd pick Spider-Man before I picked Wolverine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same.
I don't know. Jumping? I don't know.
Because Spider-Man is light on his feet. Wolverine, heavy than a muffin.
Oh, I forgot to mention, I almost went Iceman for swimming. Like, because you opened it up to like, I would have been like, he's gliding right on top of the water, and I was going to count that as swimming, but I didn't go that route.
Yeah, and again, the whole running on water wasn't to my point.
That's
I
what
was
we
just
got
saying
out of it,
he
though.
Was fast enough to run on water.
Okay. Well, the people will have to let us know who they think had the best Olympic picks. This was actually pretty fun. This got my mind going because, yeah, that Ant-Man, the Giant Man choice for like the shot put. I wish I would have picked that one.
That was a good one.
Same thing. Yeah, thankfully it was a lot more creative. Like you said, I wanted to leave it open where we could be creative and move some stuff around, which we did. So, yeah, let us know
sure
who won the
somebody will make
Olympic
an argument
team.
That we have some ineligible picks based on the rules, but you know, we'll see what happens.
Oh, Larry about to be in here. Lighten us up, baby.
Larry will
be fine. Let it fly.
Yep. So, with that being said, we'll never duplicate it.
Always appreciate it.
And forever melanated.